You're listening to SBS News.
Carol Tenace is one of an estimated 1.5 million Australians living with type 2 diabetes. She has a family history of the disease and had regular checks before she was diagnosed at the age of 40. But that doesn't make managing the condition any easier.
You have to be vigilant in what you on your diet, what you eat, making sure you take your medication regularly and making sure you monitor your blood glucose levels so they stay in the range.
Type 2 diabetes occurs when the human body becomes resistant to the hormone insulin, which leads to a rise in levels of glucose. Ms. Tenace has to take insulin medication to manage her blood sugar levels. The treatment is effective, but it is often associated with weight gain, which makes the condition even harder to control. Now, after a 13-year international study published in the journal Nature, scientists think they may have found a treatment that could help with this very issue. Professor Mark Febrio from Monash University led the research.
If it gets into clinic, I really think it will be an effective treatment for patients with type 2 diabetes, fatty liver and obesity.
Professor Febrio's team developed a peptide called IC7FC. It's a protein that would have to be injected weekly. When clinically trialled in mice, the researchers found the peptide increased insulin secretion and also increased bone density and lowered appetite, leading to weight loss.
We too were surprised, so we were very diligent to replicate our data to make sure it was all, you know, correct. So we're fairly confident we can get this into a phase one clinical trial in the foreseeable future.
So far, the treatment has only been clinically tested on animals. Professor Febrio is now hoping the treatment will progress to clinical trials on humans in the next 18 months.
No drug, to my knowledge, on the market does what this drug does. I mean, obviously the caveat is we haven't gone into human trials yet, so we won't know if it's going to work until we do, but we've progressed it beyond simply working in mice.
In addition to taking insulin, type 2 diabetes can be effectively managed by modifying lifestyles. Ms. Tenace knows she has to watch her diet and exercise more to manage the disease.
I try and keep busy because I find the food aspect very hard at times. So I have a lot of hobbies and I engage with various activities to keep my mind off basically food, and it really helps.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.